out on the water or deep in the woods, this is Willie Outdoors, brought to you by Mossy Oak Properties Heart Realty and Barren River Deer Processing. Now, here's your host, Ralph Gentry.
Hello, friends. This is Ralph Gentry again with Willie Outdoors. Just a reminder, if you haven't renewed your annual hunting and fishing license, don't forget that you do risk a citation if you get caught without them. And remember, if you only buy a fishing license, you'll need to buy a trout permit if fishing in waters containing trout. And a good example of that's Cumberland River. So, if you're like most of the sportsmen in our listening area, your best deal is purchasing the sportsman's license, which includes both your fishing and hunting license and the trout permit. Plus, you get the spring and fall turkey permits, you get this year's deer permit, and also migratory and waterfowl permit. But note, it does not include your federal duck stamp, which must be purchased separately if you're going to hunt waterfowl. See your state fish and wildlife guides or visit fw.ky.gov for more info on whatever you pursue. Before we received all the heavy rains recently, I have had some reports of some area sportsmen being able to locate and catch some nice catfish. Cut shad and bluegills was being used successfully, but I'm sure other baits or homemade concoctions was probably used as well. Mother Nature wasn't as kind to the area's crappie fishermen, who's braved the weather before the creeks and the channels muddied up, as well as being swift. I reckon it was so swift that you couldn't hardly keep your bait in the water. Early on, before all of this happened, a few crappies were being caught on jigs, but they were scattered. Now that the lake is well above summer pool, the high water will definitely affect the bite, and as the water warms, they'll be in the shallows, and depending on the future temps and how much rain or snow that we may still get, it will affect this year's hatch as well. I'd like to make a note that the summer pool at Barren River Reservoir is 552 feet. And right now, we stand approximately 18 feet above summer pool. So, you can imagine what that does to crappie fishing. In the meanwhile, we can get better prepared for those fishing trips that we dream of. This is a great time to put new fishing line on our fishing reels, inspect our tackle to see what we need to replenish, and to inspect our hooks for sharpness. A lot of fish are being missed because of the conditions of the hooks. The tips of our hooks and jigs are just not keen enough to penetrate the fish's lip. The best way to test the keenness or the sharpness is to run the point of the hook down your thumbnail. If it doesn't want to stick or drag into your footnail, it's not as sharp as it could be. Hook sharpeners are available at any store that has fishing tackle available. If you never have used a fish hook sharpener, it's very simple and I highly recommend it. So, get out on the water, be safe, and don't forget to get those licenses. And as I always say, know before you go. Until next time, this has been Ralph Gentry with Willie Outdoors on the Big Willie 94.1.